This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the COLA is coming, finally. So we've finally gotten the annual release of the news about the cost of living adjustment for the Social Security benefits in 2018. And that announcement literally just came down about an hour ago as I record this. By the time you see this on the blog, it'll be a few days later, I'm sure. But I wanted to get this out to you as soon as it came out. This year, at least for 2017, due to inflation, they are going to increase the Social Security benefits for 2018 by 2%, which is doesn't sound like a big number, but is rather large compared to recent history. Just to give you a little historical perspective on this, this is the largest increase since 2011. If we go back all the way to 2009, actually, 2009 there was zero. 2010 there was zero. 2011 they had this we had this 3.6% increase. Since then we've had 1.7% in 2012, 1.5% in 2013, 1.7% in 2014, and then in the last couple years in 2015 and 16 they were 0 and 0.3%, so little tiny or no COLA increases. And then here in 2017, which goes into effect in 2018, of course, is 2%. And that was announced just this morning on October, what is today as I record this? This is October 13th. Uh-oh, it's Friday the 13th. Just realize that. So a little bit of good news on a Friday the 13th here. And just to give you a recap of a few of the key items here, in addition to the benefits themselves going up by 2%, a lot of the other numbers related to Social Security go up as well, but not necessarily by the same 2% figure. The maximum earnings subject to Social Security taxes in 2018 will go up to $128,700. That's up from $127,200, so they go up by $1,500 per year. For those of you who aren't sure about what that means that it's only that first $128,700 that are subject to Social Security withholding. Any monies over that, you still pay into Medicare. There's no earnings limit on that, but once you exceed that $128,700, that earnings limit, we often call it, there are no Social Security taxes withheld. That essentially, that rule right there is what caps Social Security benefits, because Social Security benefits can be based on no earnings figure in your earnings history larger than this limit. So in 2018, that limit is $128,700. So the amount going in is limited, which also limits the amount that can come out to you in the form of a benefit. The next thing that is increased is the earnings test. This one affects a lot of people. This is the amount of earnings that you can have in years prior to your full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67, well, depending on the year you were born, if you're listening to this. That number in 2017 was $16,920. So if you earned any more than that, they would withhold $1 for every $2 you earn over that amount. In 2018, it's going to go up just a little bit. It's going to go up to $17,040, which is an increase of only 0.71%. So you can see not all these numbers increase along with price inflation. Some of them are affected by what we call wage inflation. So that's a tiny increase. And remember, there's lots of blog posts about the earnings test on the site here. You can reference those if you're unfamiliar with it. But just I want to reiterate that this earnings test is only applied prior to your full retirement age. So once you reach that full retirement age, 66 or 66 and 4 months or 67 or whatever your number happens to be, and you can look up that number right here on our website on the resources tab, whatever that year, that age happens to be, the month you reach that age, the earnings test is no longer utilized. So you can earn as much as you want, and it will not affect your Social Security benefits once you reach your full retirement age. But if you're claiming before that, that's when this, in 2018, $17,040 limit kicks in, And again, any earnings over that, $1 for every $2 over the earnings limit will, or let me say it a little clearer, for every $2 you earn over the limit, they will withhold $1 of your Social Security benefits if you are younger than your full retirement age. The next one that affects a lot of people is actually earning credits to entitle you to a Social Security benefit in the first place. And those are called quarters of coverage or credits of coverage. And in 2017, the earnings amount that you needed to earn one quarter of coverage was $1,300, nice even $1,300. To earn four credits or quarters in a year, you had to earn four times that amount. In 2018, that's going up just a little bit. It's going up to $1,320 to earn a credit of coverage or quarter of coverage. So that was about a 1.5% increase there. Some of these things, the reason why some of these don't increase by the same percentage is they don't want to increase things by small dollar and cents amounts. So they usually increase these in $10, $20, $50 increments. So depending on which one of these we have, you'll see the percentage increase look kind of funny and not match other increases, and that's because they go up in increments of larger dollar amounts. So something isn't going to go up by $9.78, for instance. They're going to push it up by $20 if that particular item is the rule is to increase it by $20 at a time, something like that. So just so you know, that's why we see kind of a variety of growth rates in some of these figures. What else? Those are the biggies. I'm not going to go through everything in what's called the fact sheet. In addition to this news release on the 2% increase, they released the fact sheet for 2018. The link is right here in the blog. And with that, you can see all the different changes in dollar amounts. They even have predictions for, say, the average benefit paid to all retired workers before the COLA was $1,377. The average for all retired workers claiming benefits is going to go up to $1,404 after this 2% COLA. Something to be aware of, I mentioned it in the article here as well, and you might want to go back and read my post from September 27th about many of you will lose the 2018 COLA if you're already collecting and were protected previously by the hold harmless provision of the rule with Social Security benefits and Medicare premiums. Because the COLA last year was so low, 0.3%, a lot of people were protected from the full increase in Medicare premiums by the hold harmless provision. But now that you're getting a nice 2% increase in your Social Security, even if they don't increase Medicare premiums, your previously artificially low Medicare premium will now go up, because now essentially they say, well, you're getting a Social Security increase, so now you can afford to pay what you should have been paying along with everyone else, and your premiums are going to go up even though the official premium hasn't increased. So be on the lookout for that. If you get your check, I guess your deposit in January of 2018, and it's not 2% higher, if you're collecting if you're also in the Medicare system paying Medicare Part B premiums, you'll probably see in there that the reason for the deposit not going up the full 2% is that your Medicare premium increased. So again, go back and read that post or listen to that post from September 27th if you'd like some clarification on that. So thanks a lot for joining us again this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. Look forward to your questions. So please email us if you have any questions about Social Security you'd like addressed. Until next week, have a beautiful fall week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.